Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
But I got to go to a school in West Topeka, you know, to fulfill their quota. I'm like one of those quota kids.
Let me ask you this. Your kids are 3/32 Indian, okay? Do they get a card? Hello, am I speaking English?
No, I'm doing the fractions.
Is this
no,
on?
They're not 3/32. I'm 3/16. You multiply that by 1/2.
I just did.
Or you divide it.
Whatever.
I just did. They're 3/32 Indian.
No, that's not right. I'm almost a quarter. They're almost an eighth.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, but you didn't do the lowest common denominator.
Yes, I did. 3/32, because 3 does not go into 32.
It's about 1/8.
That's what I just said. Mm-hmm. They're 3/32, Dana.
Anyway, answer the question.
Do they get an Indian card?
No. They could, I suppose, if they... I don't know.
And their kids
I don't know
would be,
where it ends. Does that make sense?
Their kids will be 3/64 Indian.
Yeah, 1/16. Now we're getting into some like, okay, does it really count? I count.
I'm sorry?
They bust me to another school.
Actually, 3/64 is less than 1/16.
Whatever.
Just like 3/16 is less than 1/4.
Can't they just round up and make it easier?
They're trying, Dana.
I'm just saying, I think it's going to be more than I am, just like you were whiter than you thought you were.
Now, that's true. I knew that I was white.
He's Neanderthal, Kara.
Well, yeah. No, I'm not Neanderthal.
Norwegian.
I have, of all the people that have taken the 23andMe test, I have more Neanderthal traits than 86% of them.
Are we surprised about that, Dana?
Not at all, knuckle dragger.
It's that sloped forehead of mine.
No, it's the grunting.
Yeah, I think it's really the grunting. You do that every time the computer messes up.
It
you
really does.
That, right?
He goes, that's your Cro-Magnon man coming out.
Cro-Magnon man. It's my Neanderthal coming through.
Right there.
I want you to build me a fire right now.
What happened?
Just out of everything in this room.
Well, stand back. Hold my beer. You're about to get a fire. What happens if you are not as Indian as you think?
It really won't make that big of a difference.
Would you turn
me
in your Indian card?
I don't think the Bureau of Indian Affairs will accept it back. I think they,
I think they will, because that's why they don't want you to take this test.
No, some guy called in and explained it. It's about migration hundreds of years ago. They don't want to believe that one tribe migrated and came over here. And so if I have some of that in me, it means someone migrated to a place. I don't know. I don't understand the history other than to say we had a very knowledgeable caller call in about, I don't know, a month ago. Mm-hmm. And he said this is why they don't want people doing this, because there's an argument historically
about migration patterns and stuff like that.
Yeah, which tribe was where with migration.
Huh.
That's way above my head. I don't know. All I know is I got my crowns at a weird school and it made me cry.
Crayons.
Oh, crayons. Okay. Say crayon.
Crowns, and we went to this weird place to get them, and I'm still stressed out. They were so nice to me, but I'm like, why are we here? I don't like it here.
Just try to say it.
Crowns.
Say crayon.
No, I don't like the word crayon. Sound like a Neanderthal.
Somebody says, ask Dana to say crying, crayon, and crown 3 times fast.
Crying, crown, crown, crying, crown, crown, crying, crown, crown.
What?
Crying, crown, crown, crying, crown, crown, crying, crown, crown.
Sound like an idiot. Crying, crown, crown, crying, crown, crown, crying, crown, crown. Jeez, I can't do this anymore.
Oh, speaking of lightning, call my good guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. I just sent all of their information to a girlfriend of mine going through a remodel. If you are looking for something new out back, a new fireplace, a new outdoor kitchen, maybe a fire pit, now is the time to get on their schedule. And let me tell you why. They will come out, design something amazing for you. And then by the time it's time to break ground, it's going to be so gorgeous in Kansas City when fall rolls around. Have that patio or outdoor space ready to go for the gorgeous fall weather in September, October, beginning of November. You're going to want to use that space. Call my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation now for irrigation, landscape, and hardscape with an A-plus BBB rating, by the way. 913-441-3900 is the number to call. 913-441-3900 or lightning-landscape.com. You tell them Dana sent you.
Parks, a story here out of Nova Scotia. One moment, Barb Reddick and her nephew were posing with a giant check for winning $1.2 million Canadian dollars in a lottery drawing. A few moments later, Reddick was threatening to sue her nephew. Says Reddick, shouting after the press conference, "I'm taking him to court. I'm getting my lawyer tomorrow." For the Chase the Ace drawing, Reddick says she sent her nephew, Tyrone McInnes, $100 to buy the tickets and told him to put his name on the ticket for good luck.
Uh-oh. But she sent him the $100.
The ticket that was drawn had both of their names on it, and the organizers split the prize and issued two checks.
Okay.
Reddick claims she never intended to split the jackpot with him.
Oh, I thought he was trying to take it and run. She's saying she doesn't want to split it.
And shortly after a news conference to present the check, she immediately threatened to sue. "I'm not greedy," she told Canada CTV. "If he would have won, I would have gotten nothing out of him." She also says that she is suing out of principle. "It don't matter if the judge give me the money back or not." Some bad English in that.
Maybe she should take some of her winnings and go back to school. Here's my question. If he physically purchased the ticket, he was the one that went into the store with the money, handed over the money.
With her money.
And then he signed it for good luck, as she told him to do. I don't know what she's lucky he didn't take the whole damn thing.
And she might want to be careful to take him to court because a judge might give it to him.
A judge might say, you know what, legally, you are not entitled to a dime of this.
Chase the Ace organizer, Bernice Curley, said that she was disappointed by the sour ending. Organizers also say they were given approval by Nova Scotia gaming authorities to split the prize evenly.
Yeah. So she's complaining over a $600,000 windfall?
Mm-hmm. Well, $600,000 that he ended up getting because he bought the ticket and put his name on the ticket.
Look, if you send someone to the convenience store with your money and you tell them to buy the ticket and then they sign that ticket, we've always said possession's 9/10 of the law. He's the one who bought it. He's the one that was standing there when the numbers were chosen. I think it's his.
I would agree with you. I'm no
lawyer. Better pipe down, sister, and be glad you got $600,000 out of it.
Yeah, pipe down. You get along with all your family members, Kara Marxer?
Most of the time.
You still getting along with your sister?
Yeah, most of the time.
Okay. I've always said be very careful who you split a Powerball ticket with, honestly, because you are going to be linked to that person in ways that maybe you wouldn't want to be.
I'd split a lottery ticket with my sister without a problem.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
You'd give her $600,000?
Sure, if that
was half. Of a $1.2 million jackpot?
Yeah. Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
You would have to, especially if it's family. Now, if it's a coworker, I don't know.
What if it was this coworker?
Well, you know, what's funny is there have been all kinds of lawsuits over, okay, like remember the woman? Oh, this is the worst one. Where all of these people always go in every Wednesday mm-hmm. in their office. This mm-hmm. was in the United States. Every Wednesday, all year, everyone puts in a dollar, they go in. the one Wednesday, the woman was either sick or, you know, whatever. She was not there when they went to buy that physical ticket to All Split if they won, and they hit it.
I remember that one.
And she argued that I have never missed a Wednesday dollar. I've never not been there. Mm-hmm. I should have been there. I would have been there. And I don't believe she had any legal recourse to that money. Should have gone to work.
Yep. Should have paid your dollar. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Marxer.
The worst of the severe weather appears to be over. More next.
Dana right here for CMOs and Son. Yes, you heard Scott bragging about their Generac home standby generators, and he should be bragging about those because they have a deal right now for you that is unmatched since I have been bragging about them on KMBZ. Call my guys at CMOs and Son now if you have ever even thought about getting a generator to keep the lights on in your home. Do it now, and here's why. They are offering a free 10-year, this is now a 10-year, parts and labor warranty that is valued at over $1,000 on all qualifying Generac home standby generator units. You know, power outages are more common in the summer. Storms, overloaded electrical equipment due to the increased demand for power, they cause more outages. Adding to the likelihood of losing power is that there are more thunderstorms in the summer, which knock trees down. We've seen it here. Break power lines. Do not get left in the dark. Prevent sump pump outages. Go now and get that free 10-year parts and labor warranty valued at over $1,000 on all qualifying Generac generator units. You only have until the end of August to get this done, so have them come out for a free estimate now. 816-781-4707, 816-781-4707, or cmosandson.com.
5:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Marxer. Folks in the Clinton, Missouri area still under a severe thunderstorm warning. Bates and Henry County until 6:15. The rest of the warnings have been allowed to expire, though. Meanwhile, about 7,600 KCP&L customers out of power right now. President Trump defending his handling of the summit with Vladimir Putin. In an interview with CNBC, Trump says President Obama was a, quote, patsy for Russia, suggesting that he's been tougher on Russia than any president in recent history.
Getting along with President Putin, getting along with Russia is a positive, not a negative. Right. Now, with that being said, if that doesn't work out, I'll be the worst enemy he's ever had. The worst he's ever had.
This comes as the White House says President Trump is extending an invitation to Putin to visit Washington this fall. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Scott Parks for my friends at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done unbelievable transformations for people who were unhappy with their smiles. Picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, or a photograph with a grandchild. I know there are moms out there that have put everything ahead of themselves, but now your kids are grown up, and it's your turn to do something for yourself. Why not spoil yourself with a beautiful new smile? Dr. Headley is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging that'll show you how your smile will look after the dental procedure. This is a pain-free process. Most smile makeovers are completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Enhance your life with a beautiful new smile. Check out kcsmile.com and see for yourself. That's kcsmile.com. Again, kcsmile.com.
Bates and Henry County still under a severe thunderstorm warning until 6:15. Overnight, though, clearing out, low near 72. On Friday, sunshine, high of 91. Sunny skies again on Saturday with a high near 92. Right now, it is 87 at KCI, 80 in Liberty, 80 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marxer, News 98.1 KMBZ.
People say I'm no good and crazy as a loon, 'cause I get stoned in the morning and I get drunk in the afternoon. Kinda like my old blue tick hound, I like to lay around in the shade. And I ain't got no money, but I damn sure got it made, 'cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing.
I can't get it on my own.
If I can't get it on my own.
He opens for no one, Toby Keith. Charlie Daniels.
I think it bears repeating because we've had so many people ask us about this. And trust me when I say Scott and I are extremely aware of all of your comments and concerns, and they have been addressed. We are chipping away at it at the corporate level. If you listen to us on Alexa, it is now fixed and it works. And thank you for being patient. We have heard you. All you have to do is say, Alexa, play KMBZ. That's it.
Do you know what you just did in a lot of homes?
Well, hello.
Alexa, play KMBZ.
They say that's all you have to do. And I've put that across all of our social media platforms. I even had girlfriends trying to go, play Dana and Parks. Just say KMBZ and it'll play what's up right there. And you can always follow us, of course, on podcast, which we put up every single day.
Story here from, how do they get the podcast, by the way, real quick?
Just go to the KMBZ.com, KMBZ Facebook page. You'll find it.
All right. Story here from McClatchy. The customers circled their waiter's name on their receipt.
Not again.
Using Khalil as their only justification for the insult, which was just a little further on down the bill. They put a zero with a scratch through it on the tip line on a $108 tab. And they wrote at the top of the receipt with a line pointing to Khalil's circled name, "We don't tip a terrorist."
Oh!
Khalil Cavill, who is 20, posted a photo of the receipt to his Facebook profile on Sunday. And it's gone all the way
viral.
As of Thursday morning, the post has gotten more than 25,000 reactions, more than 7,000 comments. It's been shared over 18,000 times. He writes in a Facebook post, "Once again, I want to thank everyone for all the loving support. Most of all, I want to thank my family who has stood by me during this hectic week. I want to thank everyone who has messaged me over the past few days. There has been so much support and encouraging messages that it's been hard to keep up with all of them. But to all of the people who have sent me money, I want to thank you as well."
What? What?
Well, I wonder, it was up and until that point that I just read in the story that I was really liking this kid. How did people know where to, if he put it on Facebook, how did they know where to send the money?
I don't know.
He blacked out everything else on the receipt that would have been an identifier on where he worked, etc.
Wait a minute, Cavill, who is black, told the Odessa American he wasn't sure he would have gotten the same amount of support he's received as if he actually were of Middle Eastern descent, like the couple incorrectly assumed.
"People may overlook that," he writes and tells the newspaper, "but I definitely hope this encourages other people, no matter what race, no matter what religion, to voice out that this kind of racism and this kind of hatred is not okay."
Okay, no, wait. "As for the customers, they have been banned from all Saltgrass locations. That is according to a statement released from the restaurant COO, Terry Turley." So that says to me they did do some legwork, track down who these customers were, and then told them, "You cannot come back." If the COO's involved, Scott, you're not trying to say he made this up, are you?
No, not at all. Not at all. What I wonder is, should he profit off of this? Should you profit off of somebody else's bigotry? He didn't receive what should have been about a $20, $21 tip. And I don't know how much money he's received, but should you profit off of somebody else's bigotry?
I think people just feel bad and want to help. And so if you want to help and that makes you feel happy, well.
Okay. Would you send money to somebody like that?
Well,
who's been the victim of bigotry?
If it happened here in Kansas City, sure.
You would?
Sure. Like if someone started a GoFundMe or something, I don't know.
Okay.
You sound skeptical. You're not skeptical, are you?
No, I'm not skeptical. I believe that this really happened. Having said that, we have seen instances where these kinds of things are reported on Facebook and they don't happen. I'm not saying that's the case. I think that somebody said, "We don't tip terrorists," okay?
There have been cases where it turns out somebody wrote something awful by themselves.
That did not occur.
Correct.
And there's,
but my point is with this one, if the COO is involved and they have tracked down the customers and the customers are now banned.
But I will say this. We also, we're getting into a lot of hypotheticals here. But let's say, all right, let's just go on the assumption, which I don't think is accurate, that this is all made up. Okay? That Khalil didn't get the tip that he wanted. They just tipped him zero. Maybe it was bad service. Maybe who knows?
Okay.
And then he writes at the top, "We don't tip terrorists," circles his name and draws an arrow to it. He's not going to come out to the COO and fess up that he did this. Stunned. He's going to put it on Facebook. And once you get that deep into the woods, you got to stay in the woods. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to go, "Well, all right, it's kind of gone viral and I'm getting a lot of money, free money in the mail, but I did it. No, but and I'm not saying that's the case.
Cavill says he is taking all of the funds and donating them to the missionary work through his church.
I hope that's right.
Let's make the enemy pay by helping other people establish the kingdom of God here on earth. He wrote, "All day I've had to remind myself that Jesus died for these people too."
Good for him. Good for him. I'm not saying he's making it up. I've just been tricked enough times that there's a certain amount of skepticism that comes with me when I see these kinds of stories.
The T is very unique. I should be a handwriting analysis. And the T is written twice. So it's like very unique. So if that was his handwriting, I think you would know it. But
how would they know?
He's now donating
take a handwriting analysis?
All of the money to his church.
Well, do we know that?
Yeah. According to CBS News, he is.
Well, no. That's what he told CBS News.
I can't believe you're not believing this.
I do believe him. I'm always a little, you know, it surprises me, Dana, because I think, allow me to give you a compliment, having watched your work over the last 20 years, I actually think you're a better journalist than I am. But with journalism, there has to be a certain level of skepticism, always.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you don't have any skepticism as many times as we've been duped.
You know, when I was young, I got a phone call and ran out with a microphone and a camera, and there was a woman who had claimed she was throwing something away at a gas station. And this gas station would have had surveillance. Let's say it was Quick Trip. And when she reached in to throw something away, she touched a biohazard bag from a local hospital. You know, a little biohazard bag.
With the needles in it and
that
stuff?
It did not have a needle in it or on it. But she was certain that because this biohazard bag was in this trash can, that she had HIV and hepatitis and wanted the hospital to do something about this. And I'll never forget this. I ran out to meet her, and she was sitting there with her pastor. His arms were folded, and they just want to make sure that she's not sick. And I'll never forget talking to the hospital. And the woman who called me back was much older and wiser than I was at the time. And she goes, "You mean to tell me that an empty biohazard bag just happened to be on the top of the trash receptacle right there in plain sight, and she happened to pick it up, brought it home, and she happens to think that she might have hepatitis?" So we'll test her. We're happy to test her for hepatitis. But there is no way one of our employees put a biohazard bag in that trash can. And I remember thinking, oh, like maybe you think she put it there? And I'll never forget what she said. She said, "Yeah, this sounds like a finger in the chili to me." Do you remember that woman who said she had a finger nub in the chili? Mm-hmm. And they actually like knew someone who lost the tip of his finger at work at an auto plant or something. They put the finger in the chili and then said to Wendy's, "Look, there's a finger in my chili."
Yes.
Yes. And do you remember what Wendy said? "We cook our chili at 1,563 degrees. Had there been a finger in your chili, it wouldn't have been a finger when it came out."
Mm-hmm.
"It would have disintegrated." And then she was like, "Okay, maybe it was my buddy's finger." So, yeah, I understand where your skepticism comes from.
And I'm not saying that this didn't happen. I do think that there is a robust amount of racial insensitivity in America. I really do believe that. I also think that there are a lot of people in this country that try to game the system for their own advantage. And when I found out, having read the story just now, that somehow, some way, people are going out of their way to find a kid who got steeped for $20 and they're sending him money, now all of a sudden I start to question it. And what?
But he didn't ask for them to send him money.
I didn't say that he did, as far as I know.
You know, if he's donating it to his church, what are you going to do? I choose to believe there is good in this world. I choose to believe there's good.
I do too.
Now, was that biohazard bag from some employee that put it in a trash can?
You want a good?
I doubt it.
You want a good news story? I saw the story you posted this morning. I saw it on Good Morning America. The kid who walked 20 miles to his first day at the job.
Yep.
And the CEO of the company said, "Wow, here are the keys to my car. You can have my car."
Yep.
And the kid was like, oh, my God.
He starts crying.
Of course he does. He walked 20 miles to his first day on the job. The CEO finds out about it, gives him the key to his very nice SUV. That's a good news story. This story,
I can hear Scott saying, well, how do you know he really walked 20 miles to work? I mean, maybe his mom dropped him off a block away and he pretended to be walking because he thought maybe if he told people that, the CEO would give him his car.
That's not what I said.
That type of skepticism, though, exists in this world. It just does.
And it exists in me. I'm going to believe this man for now, until or unless I find out that he's full of garbage. And I just cleaned that up. But I've been fooled one too many times by people who have the N-word written on the receipt or
fool
whatever.
Fool me once. Fool me. And fool me again.
I won't be fooled again.
I won't be fooled.
I won't be fooled twice. Three times.
I miss that man. I just said it.
Here's the problem with this story. He, and this is the only, other than the money, he says they mistook him for a Muslim, an Arab.
Yes, because on the receipt, it said server number 623, Khalil.
All right, right. Okay, here's what you haven't thought about. For a $108 tab, you see your waiter. I mean, if this was a $4 McDonald's thing, you might not see the person who made the meal, the person who actually serves you. This is a $108 restaurant tab. For that amount of money, you actually see the person that hands you your food. He's black.
Okay. I can't believe you. I think it's a lovely story, and I think if people want to donate, they can. He's donating it to his
church. I'm not saying black people can't be Muslims. I'm not saying that black people any more than white or Arab people can't be terrorists. For that amount of money, you see your server. And
I think they saw the name Khalil and just assumed. That sounds like one of those Middle Eastern names.
But yet our server is black. Let's leave a tip and not be racist bigots about people who are terrorists.
I choose to believe.
I choose to maybe be skeptical. 576-7798.
Would you like to refinance your house? Well, let me help you with this, because that home equity line of credit that you were thinking of taking out, or maybe that second mortgage, those aren't tax deductible anymore. That's why, my friends, the phone of one Stuart Rosenblum has been ringing off the hook. Stewie, he likes it when you call him that, will answer your call day or night. And I'll give you his phone number here in just a few seconds. Know that it's Stewie's cell phone number I'm giving you. How many people would be willing to do that? Stuart's American Mortgage has great rates, sometimes even lower than the other guys. But you know what else Stewie offers? Zero fees.
What?
Yes, zero fees. That's what makes him so different. You know what a zero looks like? Looks like a bagel. So when you call Stuart at American Mortgage, make sure you tell him Parks told you to ask about the bagel loan. The bagel loan. Here's the number. Stewie's personal cell phone number. 816-585-1955. Or online at stuartsamc.com. And he has an NMLS number. I don't know why we have to do this, but apparently it's legal. His number is 267-567.
Come on now. Oh, we got the show done so.
God. I don't know if this is a good thing for you, bad thing for your heart, but if you aren't aware, there is a new Pay What You Can cafe that is officially opened in Kansas City. Pay What You Can.
Bon Jovi have anything to do with this place? Because he was the first one I ever heard of opening a place that was Pay What You Can.
Yeah. At Thelma's Kitchen, they encourage everyone to have lunch at the community table, where hopefully you'll meet people you otherwise would not. The cafe is now ready to bring a new vision to the city. Reverend Justin Matthews, the executive director of Reconciliation Services, says their goal is to bridge a gap in the city. We're bringing together East and West, black, white, rich and poor, all together in one place to care for each other as neighbors. Nice idea. At Thelma's Kitchen, you can decide whether you want a small or a large meal. Chef Pamela Infranca creates daily seasonal menus made with local ingredients. If you cannot afford it, no problem. Just volunteer 30 minutes in the kitchen.
Aww.
It's a wonderful opportunity.
It's kind of cool, I have to admit, and I like it.
I like the idea.
And I like the idea that it's not just, oh, you can't pay, that's fine. It's okay, well then, you know, pitch in. Remember when we were kids and like your grandparents or maybe your parents would joke about, you know, if you don't have any money, you got to stay and wash dishes?
Yeah.
That's what this is.
It's exactly what this is.
You got to stay and wash dishes.
Okay. Anyway, it's Thelma's Kitchen. It opened up in Kansas City. It is a Pay What You Can. It's located on Troost Avenue.
I would pay more.
Would you tip?
Of course.
Opening up for Hall & Oates tomorrow night, Train has been your artist of the day. Thank you for your time. On behalf of our producer, oh, keyword to cash, by the way, is basic. Basic. Text that into 72881. Basic. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of these 50 states, Rod Babcock. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll see you then. Be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, storms are on their way out of the metro. More next.
Are you ready for the lowest prices of the season? Volkswagen of Lee's Summit is sweeping high prices out the door. You can get the completely redesigned 2019 Jetta right now from $15,900. And Volkswagen of Lee's Summit has nearly 50 of those in stock from $15,900. You know I love the Atlas. Everybody loves the Atlas. The 18 Atlas is in stock right now from $27,900. And I've always said, if you're not a minivan kind of gal, but you're looking for something roomy that drives amazing, you will love that Atlas. I promise you that. And the kid's dad is actually looking at buying one right now because they're just amazing. Everything is priced to sell during Volkswagen Lee's Summit's Summer Sweep Sale. Even their used cars right now are up to 50% off their original MSRP. Get to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit right now off I-470 and Colburn Road, or check them out online, vwleesummit.com, vwleesummit.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.